Will you please put on the screen the report so that we are able to go to it before majority of our members have a. I'm going to switch off my camera myself because I don't want to be troubled. That is then the first page. I want to make a proposal, honorable members, after this page, that if there are any issues that people want to correct in terms of the grammar and whatever that may be put in a manner that was not presented when presentation were made, because most of the things are part of the presentations that were presented by entities and the department. If members are after page one, if they are fine with that, we then could, because our main areas of focus is our observations and our recommendations. So I will allow Mr. Sakaza to take us through page one, and then we go to page seven. I am putting it to the committee. Are members fine with that?
Yes, I'm fine with
it. Yeah, it's fine, the way you're proposing.
Thank you, honorable members. Mr. Sakaza. Fine. There we are, honorable members. I will then allow members if there are any comments, additions, suppressions in terms of our observations. I'm trying to check if there are there any hands.
Yeah, it's Michael Bagram. I'm struggling to put my hand up.
Honorable Beric Bagram, any other person? Yes, Mr. Bagram.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just in terms of the observations, it's good that we say the Department of Labor was reconfigured in 2019 to include employment. But we should go on to say that we haven't seen much results to include the employment mandate. We're still, I don't know, drowning in unemployment. And so it's something that I think I need to comment on. The other thing I wanted to comment on, are we commenting right through? All number seven,
No,
or how we.
can Mr. Sakaza go down a bit? I don't know why. No, don't go up. Don't go up, Mr. Sakaza. Please. Don't go up. Don't, yeah. Go up a bit. Yeah. Wait there. Yeah. Yes.
So I've just commented on just number seven and not 7 points, whatever, afterwards.
Yes. Yes. So we are at 7. So you were, you can I check with members if they are agreeing with that? That addition, is it a comment or is it an addition?
I would suggest an addition. A lot addition. More needs to be done. Sorry.
Can you phrase it?
The department needs to do a lot more to populate the employment figures of South Africa to encourage small business to employ.
Right. Thank you. There is the proposal, honourable members. Any comments? Can we get a seconder to that, if there is any?
Chair, I'm happy to second that.
Honourable Kato, is there any person who has got a contrary view?
Chair.
Honourable Mkondo.
Chair, I don't know how can we put it. In my view, I think what Honourable Kato is saying, Honourable Background is saying, can't it be specific to the youth, because we are having a high unemployment rate of the youth in South Africa. I don't know how in his sentence can that be put, because it's a true reflection of what is going on in the country. Thank you.
Thank you. I see Honourable Nonsele.
Thank you, Chair. You'll bear with me. I have a problem with my gadget. Morning to you and all honourable members. I wanted Chair to talk to the opening part of our observations, and wanted to suggest that before you can say the proposal by Honourable Begram is in fact acceptable, you first note our additional points with regard to the same area, because I would want to suggest that we also take note in addition to the point that there are a number of points that we would want to talk to, that is with regard to the observations. I'm not sure, firstly, maybe let me get clarity whether the point refers to the opening paragraph of the observations and not necessarily the body that is starting from 7.1 downwards. Because if it's in the opening paragraph, I think Honorable Mkondo raises a much more fundamental point, a valid point with regard to issues of unemployment, opportunities, and as well as the state of the economy that need to be factored in, rather than just a general negative statement that says nothing has happened. Yeah, I think we should be more bringing hope to people, because we're talking to challenges affecting people. Politicians can't just make just general statements that do not provide leadership. I think therefore we would want to build on what Honorable Mkondo has put forward, so that we acknowledge the challenges that we have gone through, having gone through the period of COVID-19 and the resultant impact it has had on the already constrained economy, where in fact joblessness has been the characterization of that, with the category of job seekers that Comrade, that Honorable Mkhonto has pointed, that is the young people who are at the receiving end. Because if today we were to talk about the biggest group that is impacted upon by jobs scarcity, that category is the one that is in fact mostly affected. So I would then, in support to what Honorable Mkhonto has put forward, rather suggest that we reformulate that part of the introductory paragraph to the observations to capture that, than just a general statement that does not talk to concretely the issues that affect our people, such as unemployment, such as the state of the economy, and the need to make meaningful interventions in that regard. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you. First, let me clarify if the inputs, what the honourable members have said, want that, whatever that they are going to want that to be the concerns that we have noted as committee in terms of the mandate in relation to all what, I don't want to repeat all what four members have said, but the last two members are saying, instead of just being a general statement, let us put context on that. I will then, if then that is then in agreement, because it's one point, I don't want to, so that we dispatch of that. What I will then request describers, because we're not going to wait until, I think the secretariat is here, they've listened to what members have said, all four members. What we need to do is to put, the last two members are saying, let's put flesh and be concrete. Having said that, I also want to remind members that we must understand that here we're not going to be stuck on some of the things. Yes, on issues that are material and have got flesh, I think we've started now, because we're still going to go and debate and put our views when we debate on the matter. Having said that, I will then want to check if is there any noting part of concern that members want to raise in this opening group. One is the jobs. I don't want to repeat what members have said in terms of the mandate. Is there another one that you think it's important that we are to reflect on?
Yes, Chair.
Honourable Kato.
Thanks. Just a minor note to start with. The second sentence reads, the Department of Labour was reconfigured in 2019 to include employment mandate to address this scourge. But this scourge doesn't refer to anything in the sentence, so you'd have to make it to address the scourge of unemployment. But that's not my main point. My main point is that I think we should say up front that we did not receive the annual financial statements for the Compensation Fund and the Unemployment Insurance Fund. I think that is a very important observation to make, because it should also set up the scope for us to comment later on what should be done about that. So I'm not sure why there is that omission, but I think it should be addressed here up front, reference to the Compensation Fund and the Unemployment Insurance Fund being unable to submit their AFS. Thanks.
Thank you. That's the second one. Any comments? I don't know whether members are with him.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on the issue raised by the Honorable Kadu, I have on my side that issue. I'm raising it as part of the observations that I propose that they should in fact preface the opening paragraph that deals with the department itself. Because if that statement becomes a general statement and not specific to the department that is accountable, then it can easily be left hanging. So my proposal is the same as his, that the committee note with concern that UIF and compensation funds did not table their 2021-2022 annual reports to Parliament, which is directly under, that is my proposed 7.1.1, so that the department will immediately locate it directly on issues that we hold the department to respond to, rather than just as a general statement that is hanging on top. I don't know how you resolve that, but that's the proposal and the formulation that I've read with regard to that. Thank you, Chair. I'm done, Chair.
Oh, sorry. Is there any, I think the matter you are supporting what Honorable Kadu is saying, but where you had a different view, it's where it must then be located. Can I check, is there anybody who has got a problem? It's because you are saying it must be directly under the Department of Employment and Labor, because that's where you say it will then have a major impact in terms of how then we will then, when we then make our concrete recommendations around that. So that will be, it will then be 7.1.1. If I take you, then we then have 7.1, the current 7.1, all the numbers below will change. Well, if there is nobody who has got a different thing, can we then put that as a new 7.1? Okay.
Yes, it will be new 7.1.1.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair.
Agreed. Now we are on 7.1.2. Don't do that. 7.1.1 is a note with concern that UIF and compensation fund didn't table.
Can I read the formulation, Chair, so that?
Yes, I want him not to. Yes, you read it, Honorable Nontwell.
The proposed new 7.1.1. That the committee noted with concern that UIF and compensation funds did not table their 2021-2022 annual reports to Parliament.
Thank you. Okay. 7.1.2, any comments whilst there are? 7.1.3, underspending by the department. No comment. 7.1.3.4, I'm sorry. Are we okay?
Sure.
Honorable Nonsele, you don't have a way to raise your hand. It's fine.
Okay, fine.
No, that's okay. Okay. You may continue, Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chair, I want to make a further additions to that would be a new 7.1, 7.5, and a new 7.1.6, and a new 7.1.7, and a new 7.1.8, which are additions in terms of the observations. Honorable Chair, we would recall that quite recently we had a presentation by the Office of the Auditor General, which raised a number of critical areas that remain outstanding and not have been attended to. In particular, the issue of the ICT contract, which remains unresolved. So on 7.1.5, that is the new one, the ICT remains one of the challenges in the department. It's just the ICT remains one of the stubborn challenges in the department. That includes also the impact it has across the satellite offices and performance thereof. And then on 7.1.6, the committee, that is on the committee, therefore, it deals with what I've just referred to, the AXA Ireland report, that the committee views in a very serious light irregular expenditure, that is at 16.865, that is on ICT-related contracts. And then on 7.1.7, the issue here also talks to issues of record keeping within the department, that record keeping are among the poorly performed tasks by the department, which are also the observations that have been made earlier on. And finally, the 7.1.8, some provinces, because also we have to not to leave behind that some of the negative observations or reports impact on some of the provincial offices, that some provinces such as Gauteng and KZN seem to have a high number of corruption cases and few completed ones. So we want those areas to be noted so that when we go to recommendations, we would want to also to make a propose steps that must be taken as part of our way forward. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Nonsele. Any seconder to that, to those additions?
This is some diabetes.
Honorable
Mdabe, at the second the proposal that has been presented by Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you, Honorable Mdabe. Any counter review? None. So those are the additions. The only thing that I would I would request the secretariat is just to put them and maybe Honorable Mosele would just put them on the chat so that when they are tidying, they tidy that in a manner that remember that these are public records. We're done with 7.1, 7.2. Support employment enterprises. We are on still on observations.
Chair.
Honorable Mkhonto.
I'm sorry, Chair, my hand has been up. Unfortunately, you couldn't see it.
Sorry.
I'm still at 7.1. There is I think we are leaving out a very important matter that we raised during when the department presented the BRRR. That is the officials that did not disclose disclosures of their interests. That is a serious matter, Chair, and the department promised to do a lifestyle audit. But then I just want us to be able to put it that we observed that there are officials that continue not to disclose their interest as per the laws of the country. I don't know as to exactly what can that be put because it seems it's a continuous thing and we don't take it seriously.
Thank you. Any second to that?
Honorable
Mdabe.
Thank you, Chair. I speak from Mdabe, support the proposal by Honorable Mkhonto.
Okay. Any contra review?
No, Honorable Chair, it's not a contra review, it's an addition.
Okay.
I was going to, in addition to the support that we have it as a new 7.1.9.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think she did say that she wanted to add another point. So that's a new 7.1.9.
Yes.
Committee noted with concern. All right, so you know, there's no contra review on that. So those are the additions. We are now on 7.2, support employment enterprise. Sorry for not seeing your hands. They are not reflected. So it's because I'm also using this gadget myself, trying to see what is there. 7.2, supported employment enterprise, additions, omissions, reformulation.
Honorable Nonsele.
Honorable Nonsele. Honorable Ngcobo, I don't know because your mic is on. Honorable Mdabe. Okay. Honorable Nonsele, Honorable Mdabe, in that order.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, on the 7.2, which is the supported employment enterprises. My proposal is that we should, in fact, seek to reinforce the formulation that has been originally there, so that we are able to deal with this matter of the SEEs not given preferential treatment in terms of procurement processes by National Treasury, and the so that we agree on a formulation that would, in a manner, take the matter more forcefully forward. Yeah. So the proposal is that on 7.2.1, that it should read that the SEE provides employment to people with disabilities. This is a designated group that government must consciously uplift, empower, and develop. That's the 7.2.1. And then on 7.2.2, then the ministry and the department continues to engage the National Treasury to grant SEEs the preferential procurement status on the basis that SEEs provide the employment to designated groups. Yeah, that's the proposed formulation, Chair, with regard to SEEs. That is 7.2. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any seconder?
I support and second the proposal by Honorable Nonsele.
Thank you. Any counter review on that? None. I will suggest, because the Secretariat, I don't think the Secretariat in particular, the 7.2.1, and I don't think that's how Honorable Nonsele has it. So it will be important, Honorable Nonsele, that you put that in your in the chat so that they reflect it as you have been saying it and as it was then seconded. I will propose that whilst then we go to the next, which is 7.3 NEDLAC.
Check. Can I add, because my problem is just like what you were saying about yourself. I'm using the same gadget for everything, so I'm unable to move around. Otherwise, I may end up So I would forward my submissions to the secretary. Committee Secretary.
Okay.
Yeah.
7.3.
My hand is still up, Chair.
Yes, Honourable.
Thank you, Chair. I think there was an issue that the Auditor General raised about the SEE, about its capacity in relation to the processes and systems to support value of stock, daily and monthly reconciliations. That was raised very sharply by the Auditor General. I think if we can then add that as part of the observations to be 7.2.4, that the committee observed the challenges of the capacity challenges that the support employment enterprise has in relation to the processes and systems in place to do their value of stock, daily and monthly reconciliations. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any seconder?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I rise to second the motion moved by Honorable Mutabe with regard to new formulations on SEEs, which should be the third, not the fourth formulation. Yes. That is in numbering, yes.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. It will be
7.4 productivity.
Sorry, Chair, I did. I was trying to raise my hand there, but I couldn't.
Oh, sorry.
Just on NEDLAC, I think that the more fundamental observation is that NEDLAC is busy undergoing an institutional governance review, and that its founding statutes are being re-examined with a view to making organizational structural challenges. So I think we should observe that NEDLAC set up a governance task team to review its statutes and structures. And this will enable us to set up the recommendation later about what we intend doing about that. So just reference to the governance task team. I'm just watching the typing. I would rather say that NEDLAC established a governance task team to look at its founding statutes and institutional structure. Thanks.
Okay. Any second to that proposal?
I would second that.
Yes, Mr. Pagram. Thank you. Any further review?
Honorable Chair, we will not support that proposal. Not because the proposal is not necessary. If it were substantiated, it's not substantiated, and the rationale behind it is not motivated. So we would oppose it. Thank you, Chair.
Any second to the opposition to that proposal?
Mr. Chair, I'm seconding that the proposal not be presented unless if ever we do get a narrative behind why this should be presented as is. I think it gives us a challenge. Thank you, Chair.
Can I respond, Chair?
Yes, Honorable Kado.
I'm not sure what the objection is. I mean, we're making a series of observations here, and observations are just that. They are remarks, and they reflect that we are noticing something. I do think it's fairly critical to take note of the fact that NEDLAC set up this governance task team because it will have implications down the line on the legislation governing NEDLAC and the kind of institution that it is, how it changes, how it shifts. It might take on new roles and responsibilities. Its mandate might be broadened. And this is an absolutely critical thing if we are going to exercise effective oversight over NEDLAC. If the institution itself is going to change in some way, if the enabling legislation is going to be amended, these are all things with which our committee would be centrally concerned. So I absolutely don't understand the objection to observing this here. We're making a host of other observations which don't need to be justified with a long backstory. It's a fairly anodyne, simple observation, and I don't understand why it shouldn't be here.
No, wait, Mr. Honorable, I'm sorry. Honorable Kato, there is not a single observation that has not been accompanied by a substantive motivation. What members are saying, that's where it started from the beginning. It was that when we started with observations, is that observations must not be general, but they must have the content of it must reflect on the issues, not just a statement. So there's not a single. I think I really I don't want to say I'm not taking it kind. I'm chairing this, and I'm in my full senses. There has never been any observation that has just been thrown. What members are saying that it is just an observation without any motivation of what the importance is. And secondly, I think the three of us, we are well versed with this thing that in the BRRR, if there is an issue that has then been has fallen off in the deliberations, a member has still got the right to raise that when they are then debating. So I'm humbly requesting that let's not make this process a little bit uncomfortable, because it's not going to take us anywhere. Because members are saying it must just not be a statement. There was somebody who wanted to speak.
But this whole report is riddled with stupid statements that don't mean anything. I mean, look at the...
No, don't, please. Don't.
Don't what?
Don't, if you say it's riddled with cheap, what are you implying?
I'm not implying anything. I'm saying very directly that many of the observations that we make here and we which make year in and year out mean absolutely nothing, and they don't come with a large, extensive rationale or explanation or reason statement. So I think the objection to this particular observation is absolutely without merit.
Is there any other honourable member that want to comment on the matter?
Honourable Chair.
Honourable Bonsele. Who else?
Honourable Chair, we've got on record here a motion, a statement by our colleagues from DA calling for the scrapping of NEDLAC. And that formulation leads exactly to that. And we will not support that formulation. Our honorable colleague from the must in fact put a proposal that is not cautioned to achieve nefarious ends. Because their statement is on records. They can go back and ask for records from the committee section. They are on record to have called time and again for the close of NEDLAC. Now the proposal, including the elaborations that they have been made by Honorable Carter, speak exactly to that kind of thinking. So hence we're saying, Honorable Chair, we will not support. We will not support that. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Honourable Chair, I had my hand up.
Baker.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. And I'm listening to this debate rather interestingly. Not much of a debate, but I don't ever recall anyone calling for the closure of NEDLAC, and maybe those minutes can be found and presented, but I'd be very interested to see it. I've never called for it. What I have said, and what this is the issue that we're really worried about, is that debates take place at NEDLAC between governments, big business and trade unions. Those debates then produce results. Those results are then presented to the Department of Employment and Labor. And we have seen time and time again that the department then does not follow the recommendations of NEDLAC. And I think this is why NEDLAC are having a re-look at their structure as to whether it's just a debating chamber and wasting a lot of money, or whether the recommendations that are made by NEDLAC should be taken seriously by government and actually put forward to the portfolio committee. And that's why they're looking at this. If you don't want to have it as observation, it's quite clear that the ANC now doesn't wish to have any observation. They can't see it. Well, they're going to outvote it. But the reality is that we have a body that's a debating body. That debating body then comes to a solution, and that solution is then ignored. And we need to have a bit more teeth to NEDLAC as opposed to closing it down. I'm suggesting, and we've always suggested, that NEDLAC has more teeth and more representativity. Thank you.
Can I make a ruling on the matter? Because I think I don't know for how many times I have been advising members to on the matter. If the matter has fallen off in the deliberations of the BRRR, it doesn't mean that now we'll have to start debating here for status. If the matter has been falling off, it has fallen off, a member through its views of its party is at liberty to again reopen that when they are debated and put it in the House, rather than now pointing fingers to one another. That is not going to take us anyway. I'm aware that we have got different views. We have the issues that we raise have got a different context, but it can be that now when there is growth, what the members have said, can they be a motivation that is going to make everybody to accept that be not just a statement? And I am taking it, I'm not taking really, it is not correct to now assume that all recommendations that are put here are just recommendations. Yet it is our responsibility, if we are failing to ensure that what we recommend is implemented by the department, we can't then point fingers to one another in a manner that we are conducting ourselves. Please, honourable members. It's a humble plea. And I'm raising that because truly and honestly speaking now, we are as if, when we're in the podium, we're at liberty to say whatever we want to say. We say the ANC doesn't want to do this, whether the EFF doesn't want to do this, the DA wants to do this, we're at liberty to do that. It's not the end. Yeah. We are still going to speak with communities as we are doing here. But when we are failing to then put a convincing recommendation or motivation for that matter for members to accept, we must not begin to do what we are doing.
So I object to the way that you label the fact that we haven't given a convincing recommendation.
I haven't given
simply
you,
because you don't want anything about Nedla Hema.
You are out of
it's
order.
An absolutely woeful chairing of the meeting. You're wearing your
hands. You are out of order.
You're not acting dispassionately as the chair of this meeting.
You're
acting like an ANC bully.
You are out of order.
No, you are out of order. You are absolutely useless.
I haven't
in chairing
given
this
you.
Meeting.
I haven't said you must speak.
Oh, order.
I haven't said you must speak.
Well,
you've just spoken
rambling on absolutely meaninglessly. You've been talking for the last 5 minutes, talking absolute rubbish and taking us nowhere.
No, but
this is not on chair. This is not allowed.
Yeah.
You can't say to the chairperson you're talking nonsense.
But you cannot be telling the chairperson that she's speaking rubbish, even if
well,
you don't agree with
rubbish.
What
How
she's
else would you like me to put it?
We have a way, we are adults here, we're not kids. Can we respect each other when we speak so that we can address each other correctly, please?
Honorable Pato, you can't behave this way.
You are wasting our time.
No, we're not wasting your time. You are the one who has been wasting time here.
Honorable members.
That's fine, Honorable Chair.
Honorable Mabo.
No. It's okay, Honorable Chair. I waive my right. Maybe I only wanted to appeal that let's just take this cool. It's a fact that the language used was rather too harsh. It was too strong. It could be put in a much polite way. But the way it is put, I mean, it's raising temperatures. We have been okay all the time. Chairperson, that's all I wanted to raise rather than to make a speech. But I mean, everybody gets, you know, you get the goosebumps when you hear such language. I'm sorry, Chair. I just wanted to raise that. I'm sorry that I interrupted you, Chair.
No, thank you, Honorable Ngobo. Honorable members, Productivity SA will take off 7.3.2. That should be my ruling. 7.4, Productivity SA.
Now, I wanted to talk about productivity, Madam Chair.
Can I check other hands first? Honorable Nontsele, is that a legacy hand?
No, it's not a legacy. I'm also want to speak on the productivity SA.
Okay, Honorable Baygram, Honorable Nontsele.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Productivity SA, we've noted and we seem to have noted that they have trained 450 or 429 champions, and we've spent an absolute fortune to train 429. I think that's ridiculous, and it is good that we've noted it. But what we do need to note is that we are the second lowest productivity in the world, and it's getting worse. And I'm not sure what we're spending our money on. So I think that should be noted. It's clear the whole world reports on that.
Honorable Nontsele.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Honorable Chair, on the Productivity SA, the points one wants to raise is with regard to the formulation currently captured on 7.1, your 7.4.1, because it's not assisting for ordinary men on the street to understand and to appreciate the progress, particularly with regard to the references of Region 1, Region 2, Region 3, which are not fully explained. So I would want to make just to firm up that formulation so that it is able to take us and everybody else on board. That 7.4.1 should read, that is the proposal, that Productivity SA identified and trained 192 productivity champions in Region 1. And then we define Region 1, that is in brackets, which is Gauteng, Limpopo, and Northern Cape, close brackets. And then also then it says it has also trained 123 in Region 2, in brackets. Region 2 would be Western Cape, Free State, and Northern Cape, close brackets. And then and 114 in Region 3, which is in brackets, KZN, Eastern Cape, and Mpumalanga, close brackets, and then giving a total of 429. That would be one paragraph under 7.4.1, so that it gives at least a comprehensive picture with regard to the references to Region 1, 2, and 3. So that's the first area, Chair. The second area is with regard to 7.4.2 on the issue of champions, that the productivity champions are to work with the Productivity SA practitioners to facilitate productivity in businesses that Productivity SA intervenes in, to ensure that those interventions offer lasting solutions, full stop. So you have 7.4.1 first, that defines the regions and the amounts or the numbers of trained productivity champions. And then second, then the 7.4.2 then talks to the expectations that we would want to see around those productivity champions in terms of their work. Thank you, Chair. You're still with me, Chair?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Any second to that proposal?
Chair?
Honorable Mkhonto?
Thanks, Chair. I support both proposals from Honorable Bikram and Honorable Nontsele to say the committee has observed that according to the global standards, South Africa's productivity is very low, and the explanation for when the report is ready for public consumption, what Honorable Nontsele has added, I think will bring light to where exactly the champions have been identified and trained. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you. We are now, I don't think there's any contrary view on that. We are on, if there's none, we're on 7.5, the CMA, Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration. Any comments? I don't know whether those are legacy hands. There are two hands, it's Honorable Nontsele, is it a new hand?
Legacy hand, Chair. Sorry, as I've said that I'm juggling within the same gadget. Sorry, okay. for the delay thing.
Okay, if there are no comments on 7.5, can we then now come to 8? Which is committee recommendations. Up front, we will speak on recommendations on what we have reflected on as our observations. So that, and I hope members then still remember what is it that they proposed, and then what is it that they have observed, and in terms of recommendations, what is it that will then to be putting as a recommendation to the department. Any takers?
Honorable Nontsele.
Yes, Honorable Nontsele. You may speak, Honorable.
Yes, Honorable Chair, on recommendations. We would want to propose that with regard to the general statement that needed to be firmed up, which we agreed on the formulation that is on the opening statement, the foregrounding statement under recommendation, that it be reformulated to capture the spirit of that agreement that we had on that statement. I don't have the immediate formulation on that, but I would be suggesting that we can consult, because it was a multi-party formulation that we settled for in terms of the observation. Then we can consult and then submit that reformulated opening. If that is agreed in terms of the approach, then I will go to 8.1 after.
Before that, because we won't be able to adopt the report without having seen that multi-party proposal or recommendation. So whilst we are dealing with other points, I would propose that you quickly do that, so that we are then able, we are not then being accused of smuggling points. So with the consultation of this, because I understand what you are saying, because three parties were saying same thing, but the others, they then put context and meet on that. So can we go to, we are now on recommendations. I hope I'm understood.
Yes, Chair. I am in full support of what you were saying. But can I check just one thing on the same point, Chair?
Yes.
Yeah. Can the Secretariat circulate to us what they have captured so that we then see if we can we need to further elaborate, or maybe they've captured it correctly. Yeah.
They hear what you are saying. Let's then go to 8.1.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. On 8.1, with regard to our submission, with regard to 7.1.1, then on 8.1.1, that is the recommendation, we propose the formulation that reads, the department must ensure that both the UIF and Compensation Fund table their annual reports in Parliament on prescribed dates. The issue of the audited financial statements that involve these two funds, the PIC and unlisted investments, must be resolved. The committee requires quarterly updates on the progress that is being made on the resolution of this matter. What we say, I hope the proposed formulation is understood or captured. I can repeat it again, that the department must ensure that both the UIF and compensation funds table their annual reports in Parliament on prescribed dates. The issue of the audited statements that involve these two funds, the PIC and unlisted investments, must be resolved. And the committee requires the quarterly updates on progress that is being made on the resolution of this matter. Honorable Chair, we include all these points, particularly the points that were raised in terms of the report presented by the Office of the Auditor General relating to the failures of submitting of the statements by both the UIF and Compensation Fund, leading to them not being able, therefore, to make a report on their audited statements. Equally, similarly, there is a response on the other side, which relates to the misalignment in terms of the audit or financial years, that is of the companies where PIC has invested the assets of the two funds. Meaning that they would be unable to therefore submit their audited statement timely. The point is that we should in fact insist that there should be compliance with the law, and that the two entities must in fact be assisted to ensure that they are in fact able to make the submission as required, so that the Office of the Auditor General is able to make a sound observation and audit outcomes with regard to their financial performance and all related aspects. that relates to the auditing process. So that's the formulation, Chair, that we're putting forward. Thank you, the Chair.
It's quite a long formulation, but I think
The formulation is what I was reading earlier.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any second to that? Yes, Ms. Honorable Mdabe.
Honorable Mdabe, formally second the proposal. The recommendation has been put forward by Honorable Nonzeli.
Thank you. Any counter review? I don't see any hand. None. All right, 8.1.2. Let's talk to funded vacant posts. Okay, 8.2. Support employment enterprises.
Sorry, Honorable Chair. I want to make a submission on 8.1.3 on the recommendations.
In terms of the department?
Yes. 8.1.3
will fall under 10. Okay.
Yes. Can I proceed?
Yes, you may.
My difficulty is that of juggling because I'm using one gadget. Thanks, Honorable Chair. That is the proposed 8.1.3 that the committee demands to receive a comprehensive workable plan on how all funded vacant posts will be rapidly filled in, gradually dropped down to zero. More importantly, in the inspection and enforcement, that is the IES branch. That is 8.1.3. That's the first formulation. I have proposals further down up to 8.1.7. So must I read them all or should I take them one by one, Chair?
All right, read them all, but with 8.1.2, I would have thought that it can be a one sentence because it talks about a funded post and what is it that we want to the department to do, but can you read other proposal and hear what the committee is saying?
Thank you, Chair. Uh, 8.1.4, the committee asked to be provided with the quarterly reports of how all ICT-related challenges are resolved. That is relative to the submissions we have made earlier on the ICT, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. And then on 8.1.5 is the department to provide the committee with a report on how is remedying not only the irregular expenditure of 16,865,000, which is related to ICT, but to also report on corrective measures on fruitless and wasteful expenditure, which is what also again we raised earlier on. And therefore on 8.1.6, the committee needs quarterly reports on how operations in the supply chain management are improved in order to deal with the whole issue of poor record keeping and strengthening the financial control environment, amongst others. And then lastly, on 8.1.7, a strategy to speed up completion of corruption cases must be shared with the committee with immediate effect. These, Honorable Chair, are all issues that arise from the additions that we have made on 7.1 with regard to, I'm sure, starting from 7.1.4 up to 7.1.7. We're making those additional recommendations so that those observations then found fullest expression in terms of our recommendations. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Any comments? Any additions? In line with our observation. If there are none, the Secretariat, I'm sure, is they are just putting the sentences, they are then going to construct them in a manner that is in line with what has then been said. We're on 8.2 SEE. To, 8.3, can you correct that 3.3, NEDLAC? Any comments on recommendations on NEDLAC? None. 8.4, productivity SA.
I have my hand up, Chair, on 8.2.
Sorry, Honorable Mdabe.
Thank you, Chair. On 8.2, I think it's 8.2.3, the recommendation is that the department must assist the SEE to employ relevant systems and skilled personnel to fill vacant positions in the finance unit. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any second for that proposal?
Chair?
Yes. Honorable Mkhonto?
I support what Honorable Mdabe is putting forth. Thank you.
Thank you. Any contrary view? None. 8.3.
NEDLAC. Honorable Chair.
Honorable Nontlele.
Yes. This problem on 8.2. The issue of the supported employment enterprises that is on the designated group, that is 8.2.2. The designated groups must be affirmed as SEE as the public institution that is employing people living with disabilities must be catered for to ensuring that no one is left behind. And sections that may be found in some of our statutes guaranteeing benefits to designated groups must be put into good practical use. So that's the formulation relative to the proposal that we made in the observations with regard to the SEEs employing designated groups. Thank you, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Nontlele. Any second to that addition?
Mr. Mdabe, Chair, I second the proposal has been presented, the recommendation has been presented by Honorable Nontlele. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Any counter review? None. 8.3, Medlec. None. 8.4, Productivity SA. None. 8.5, Commission for Conciliation, Mediation and Arbitration.
Sorry, Honorable Chair. I want to do a presentation on the Productivity SA. Can I proceed?
I want to make a proposal.
Yes.
On recommendation, yes.
Yes. The problem is that is the problem of movement.
Which will be 8.4.3.
Yes. Yes, on the recommendations, Chair, which would be 8.4.3. The proposal should read as follows. That is the recommendation that Productivity SA must regularly empower those productivity champions to ensuring that the objectives that have been intended by their appointment are indeed realized, which among others are to sustain the legacy of interventions in businesses with a view to preserve the jobs. Full stop.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
A seconder to that.
Mr. Somdabe, Chair, I second the recommendation has been presented by Honorable Danzele.
Thank you. Any counter review to that proposal? None. 8.5, CCMA. None, then we're on 5. That is our appreciation. Can I then put the BRRR report with corrections, amendments, and submissions to the committee for adoption?
Sibusiso Mdabe, Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
I, Sibusiso Mdabe, formally move for the adoption of the BRRR report of 2022 for the adoption. I so moved.
Thank you. Can I get a seconder?
Honorable Nontele.
Yes, Honorable Nontele.
I, Honorable Mwetis Nontele, formally second the motion by Honorable Sibusiso Mdabe for the adoption of the report as presented and debated by the committee today. So I move.
Thank you. Any contrary view to that? All right. Thank you, honorable members. That will then be our report. Until we meet again next week, be aware that we are not going to have a committee tomorrow. We will meet that other week, and we will schedule it. Agenda items and my apologies for what transpired. It's part of the game that we are in, but yeah. No, thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members. Our committee stand adjourned.
babalekile khe bayizwile insimbi ukuthi iyashisa phezu kwabo.
We'll meet tomorrow in City Hall. I saw that people have left and I just can't understand. I don't know what was the program today, but it's fine. It's part of those things. Yeah.
Hello, Grandad.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Babu Mogo. Sure. Bye.